Hi, this is Kirby Rossblock. I am one of the FFI practitioner editors, and I'm thrilled to be doing an interview by phone today with Paul Karofsky. Paul is the founder of Transition Consulting Group and splits his time between Cape Cod and Florida. He's been in practice since 1990 and has worn lots of hats at FFI, including he's been on the board, he's also been a member of the Gen faculty, and he's very well written and versed in teaching, and he's also a recipient of the Barbara Hollander Award. So I'm thrilled to have Paul here today. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Kirby. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, great. So today we're going to talk about transformation. It's the focus of the FFI practitioner issue, and we thought we'd get some insights from Paul around how the field has evolved. And really, first, let's start with how you got into the field of family business consulting.
Sure. I grew up in our family's business, Kirby, and served most of my career as a third-generation CEO. The industry changed dramatically in the late 80s, and when I had control and ownership, I opted to harvest and sell the business. And the world of education had always appealed to me and been something that I wanted to do. It had been my avocation. So I went back to graduate school, and I was focused on the psychosocial lives of families and intergenerational relationships. When I came out, I was asked to help for the launch of Northeastern University's Center for Family Business in Boston. I was then asked to run it, and then I was asked to teach, write, speak, and ultimately consult, and that kind of got my career in this world started.
That's fantastic. So you've really sort of seen from your own family business to really spooling up the education side and then obviously launching your own consulting practice. So tell us about how you've seen the field change, because I think there's been a lot of transformation in the field over the years.
Well, there has, and one noticeable one is that individual practitioners are joining forces, and working together now. Also, family offices are making an important impact in the world of family business advising and consulting, and working with them in a whole range of ways. Many accounting firms and financial advisors now have family business consulting arms to them. Universities, the family business centers went up in numbers and then went down in numbers as competition increased. Meanwhile, the research has been massive, and literature has increased significantly. The prominence of FFI's contributions through Family Business Review, but the web has really been the major game changer. Just this morning, I Googled family business and got 90 million links. It's overwhelming. And of course, the breadth and depth of the field increased as well. You know, with 1,600 members in FFI representing 88 countries, the field is more complex for cultural reasons. But more than that, I think we were prone to easier answers and easier solutions years past than we are today.
It has really changed, and you bring up good points around the advent of the volume of information accessible over the internet and just what a global community we've created. And FFI certainly has been a proponent of, you know, really linking those in practice together. You know, I know you were just at the FFI conference and you had a panel where you moderated on evolving concepts of practice building with some of your other thought leaders in the space. But, you know, on the other front, your own practice is changing a lot. I don't know if everyone got to hear as much from you, but it would be great to share some highlights from your own practice and how it's evolved.
Well, for the first several years, I worked alone. And then I saw the advantage of a multidisciplinary approach. So I teamed up with a psychologist for many years. And she and I, additionally, were a dual gender team. And that brought a lot to the fore. And then, of course, the frosting on my cake was 6 or 7 years ago when my son David joined me in our practice together. So now we are a father-son consulting very much primarily to fathers and sons.
That's amazing. And what are some of the, I mean, obviously David joining was probably a key transformational moment, but, you know, how have you seen your practice continually change? And give us some other ideas about, you know, how things are very different now that you and David are a team versus, you know, in the early days.
Well, when I started, I was 47 years old, and really right in between, age-wise, in between the younger and senior generations, and could well relate to both. My son is now in that same position at age 46. So we draw on our experience very heavily as a family business, and we find that people are comfortable with that. So much of our work is focused on communication, on helping family members hear one another. So it's our role and responsibility to model effective communication, and we work on it a lot, very much in the open, with the clients we work with. Meanwhile, David's making his own mark in our practice. We're running 4 forum groups for current and emerging leaders. We're developing more. And people love the practicality of learning and hearing from the experiences of their peers. So this is something that we find is very important. We also have a periodic newsletter. And David's doing a ton of networking and tweeting and blogging, really all of which I frankly would have no interest or desire or knowledge in being able to do. But best, we just published our first book. So You're in the Family Business, A Guide to Sustainability. And that's out on the market right now.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. That's a wonderful accomplishment and such a cool story that you and your son could do that together at this stage of your practice. So I'm just thinking about the listeners who may be dealing with change in their own practice or considering getting into practice. And, you know, based on your own personal experience and your own professional trajectory, maybe you can give us some thoughts about, you know, some advice or some words of wisdom to leave the listeners with today.
Sure. For those of us with some gray hair and some wrinkles, it's important to look at the sustainability of our own practices, just as we do for the clients with whom we work. It isn't all about us. It's about the clients. It's about what's best for them and their long-term interests. And we want to be able to be available and accessible to them as they need us over time. And when the time is right, anoint that next generation, just as we guide our clients to do. David's our president and our CEO, and he's the one driving the change. For members of the younger generation, look to team up with some of the older folks. It's really quite simple. If sole practitioners don't empower another generation, their practices are going to die with them. It's very, very, easy to figure out. Kirby, I think really the best years are the ones that are come ahead for us. This field has matured. The educational offerings and the professional training is extensive through FFI's Global Education Network and other sources. And we're recruiting a whole new generation of professionals from all around the world. So the role of the so-called seniors now is to encourage, enable, and I believe facilitate sustainability.
Paul, thank you so much for your time today and your comments. I think the listeners really enjoyed getting to hear your perspective and sharing your own personal trajectory through your practice. It sounds like you've really mastered a lot of the change elements that can be roadblocks for a lot of folks. So I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to this interview for the FFI practitioner, and I'll bid you all a good day.